Victory 91.5, good morning. It is Rise and Stein on this special morning as Ray Haynes joins us, our general manager, to share what these days of awe actually are as we approach Yom Kippur. You know, for many Jewish people, especially a kid who grew up loving baseball, we hear Yom Kippur, we think, okay, Sandy Koufax didn't pitch in the World Series on Yom Kippur.
Right.
But not because of these reasons that you were sharing.
He would have liked these reasons better.
Oh, yeah. So as we look at the days of awe, and as we look at the world's events from 2014.
Right.
And look toward 2015, what do the days of awe look to?
Okay. So what we have is Rosh Hashanah, which happened 9 days ago, was the new year. We go through the biblical calendar. Our calendar is fine. The Gregorian calendar in January, we'll have a new year. You'll celebrate it and you'll start and you'll think of the year. It's as Christians, we can go back and look at the biblical calendar and know that God has special days like Yom Kippur, like Rosh Hashanah. You know, it's cool to celebrate new year, but why not celebrate the day that God says is new? You know, it's cool to have all the different holidays that we have, but there's some very cool ones in there. So when you start here and you get these first 10 days, you get this little glimpse of what's coming. Well, before we go there, let me just say there's three fall feasts, right? We've had Rosh Hashanah, right. We're ready for Yom Kippur, and then Sukkot is the Feast of Tabernacles, which is coming in a week or so. And that prefigures the new garden, the new heavens, the new earth. So what's coming? Everything about all of this stuff is to get you focused on eternity with Him, that whatever you're going through, it gets better and better and better.
Okay? Amen.
So Yom Kippur is that day of atonement, the judgment day, so you can meet with God, so you can be with Him forever, not so you can be judged your sins. He wants you to deal. He wants you to find Christ now in this season, in this day, so that the judgment is something you look forward to, where He's going to judge the devil, where He's going to cast him away, and you get to the Feast of Tabernacles.
Hallelujah.
So one of the things I always do is I take these 10 days of awe, because they're the first 10 days of the year, and they give you kind of a preview of what's coming. So this is a little tradition with me, is I look and see what's going on to kind of prefigure, and then later we're going to jump in. 5775 is this new year. We're going to look in Hebrew and what all those numbers mean, and what God is saying prophetically of this year, what could we expect, that kind of stuff.
Right.
So this is just a little synopsis of what's actually going on in the world right now over these last 10 days. Here in America, Attorney General Eric Holder resigns. Now, it's an interesting thing. You know, they're just about ready to, he's done so many things. They've tried to, Congress has tried to deal with a lot of the garbage. And so he's resigning to move himself out rather than be dealt with. So he does it during the days of awe. That's interesting. Also, director of the Secret Service resigns during the days of awe.
Right.
Again, over failures. This, in the days of awe, the biggest news story was the guy breaking into the White House, getting all the way to the East Room. Those little, you know, those are, you don't follow the news cycle, but you follow what's going on just to say, okay, we know our borders are some issues that are going on. They're now in the White House. You know, it's an interesting thing. You just kind of stick it away, kind of like Mary did when Angel came. She just kept it in her heart. Okay, I'll take that. Very prominent head of an international ministry stepped down yesterday due to a moral failure. That's kind of a good and bad thing. That was a day of humbling, of saying, I'm coming out, I'm letting you know I have had a failure. And on the days of awe, that's not especially bad. New world record is set in the Berlin Marathon. Don't know where that fits in. I just thought, what an interesting thing in the days of awe. A new speed record. So I don't know where that goes.
4 hours faster than my time in my only marathon.
Easily. Now, one of the biggest stories, Ebola, continues to rage in West Africa, right? Very, very badly. But during the days of awe, the first case in the U.S. is confirmed on September 30th. That's something to look at. Where that's going, is that going to have a continuing place in America because it's in the days of awe? Maybe so. Russia and Ukraine back at war. Hong Kong pro-democracy rallies. Volcano in Japan. ISIS got to be the biggest story that continues into these days of awe. For a number of reasons, the war in Iraq and Syria, America is at war during these days of all. That's important. Mm-hmm. Just take a note. All right. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? What's the trend for our year ahead? Probably war. Rebel groups united to fight against ISIS during these days. UK approved airstrikes during the days of all. Mm-hmm. War is probably the biggest trend. The sad note, during the days of awe, the woman in Oklahoma was beheaded by a Muslim man. Mm. It was brought to America during the days of awe. So those are the things you look at and say, okay. So when you pray for America, when you pray for the world, and as you're going forward in this year, as we look and we look at specifically what God is saying, it gives you some kind of a lineup of where you can pray. All right, so I'm going to just leave you that. We've got one more jump in on the days of awe, and then we're going to jump into the new year.
If you are listening this morning and you just tuned in and you heard some stuff, I'd love to hear that again, or you've been listening all morning to every segment with Ray Haynes, if you want a transcript of this, just write down everything Ray says. No, we have been posting the links. So go to the Victory 91.5 Facebook page and click on the link that we just posted. And after each segment, we'll be adding each segment to that link so that by the end of the morning, that folder has all of the segments that Ray has shared these incredible things about the days of awe. He'll also put his notes in there. And we'll also post that at the Risenstein Twitter page. That's Risenstein on Twitter, Risenstein on Facebook, or Victory 91.5 on Facebook.